This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Hey, it's Friday, June 9th, and it's been 213 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country ever had. And of course, the worst being right here, the heart of it all. This is the pits of hell, people. Merrick, Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, flag still upside down. Need you to jump on the battlefield to join me so we can turn it right side up. It was an administrative insurrection. They stole your, that's right, your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote. This has nothing to do with the candidates. This is all about you, your vote. And it's nationwide, just not here. Just here, it was really, really bad. Really, really bad. Good thing we know how they did it. I'm going to give you emoji face. How did we do it? Well, maybe I'll tell you at some point very here in the near future. So, fraudulent elections, they allow demons to control their lives, our lives, not their lives, our lives, destroy our country, and gives them free reign to sex, slave, traffic, rape, and murder children and harvest their organs and blood. What was that something about Instagram? It wasn't there. There was a hearing, then there was an Instagram thing. Oh, yeah, you guys keep thinking that I'm nuts that I'm saying all this stuff. It's the truth. So today's guest, we're going to talk all kinds of stuff Arizona, right, is Ray Michaels. For the first time, Ray is coming on the show. And, of course, my buddy Brian Ferrance. Brian Ferrance, because he is so fancy. The boys are in the house. We are the people. We, the people, are taking back Arizona, and we're doing it right now. So grab your pen and paper, put on that common sense cap. Text your friends to tune in during the break. Go to savemyfreedom.us. It's savemyfreedom.us. Subscribe. We'll be right back after the break.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
If you want to find out what's really going on, watch Brighteon TV.
Oh, that's my favorite show, Jesus Rocks, with the incredible and amazingly talented Lucy DeGrazia as the host. And there are 23 episodes in the series. And I encourage you to start watching them. Doesn't matter what order. You can start from the beginning. You don't have to. They're evergreen, evergreen. So, and they are going to help you get through the cluster F of a world that we live in right now and get on the battlefield and be prepared, right? Because you're going to need, yes, we're talking usually on the show about getting involved, grassroots, boots on the ground, but we also need to take in the faith side of things, right? So, you know, because the wrath is a coming, guys, you know? So you want to throw in the repenting, and you need to sit in the prayer, right? So you're going to pray, plan, take action. So you can go to JesusRocksLive.com, and Brighteon is awesome enough to put us as part of their faith lineup, which is on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. But you can catch all the episodes. They're on the Rumble, and I also put them as a tab on the Jesus Rocks Live. But the easiest way to go find all the stuff that we've got is to head over to SaveMyFreedom.us, pull up that website for me. Hunter is stepping in today for Heather. So we've got Heather and Hunter, right? So Hunter's in. So SaveMyFreedom.us, you're going to go to SaveMyFreedom.us. That's the Substack. That is also a website. So you see all the tabs at the top. There's a whole bunch of them up there. So if you want to do the Jesus Rocks, you go to watch Jesus Rocks. There it is. Click on that. And that'll head you over to the list of all the episodes. And I encourage you, really, it has changed my life actually doing these things with Lucy and then watching them back over and over. And I pick up new stuff all the time. So it really is going to get you prepared to get on the battlefield, because this is beyond a spiritual battle. But like, say, everyone throws it around, spiritual battle. It's that times literally a million. Go see the movie Nefarious, and it'll make all the sense in the world, which you saw that 2 weeks ago. My buddy Liz Harris, you know, Representative Liz Harris from LD13. The one that got illegally expelled. We're going to talk about that later. I have a special sound bite for you guys for that one. But I don't want to dwell on that kind of stuff. I want to set up the show. I missed so much stuff. I should just stick to my notes. But now I ruined my own flow. All right, I'll jump back around. So here's what we're going to do today. I've got the boys are back in town. Right? The boys are back in town. So I need to set the mode for the show. Now, so you got the upside down flag. So I'm going to play you two videos. Then I'm going to bring the boys on. They're very short, because you got to see what I want you to really understand where we are with things. Because it's everything is really hitting. The poop's hitting the fan right now. You just turn on, I don't know, TV, and you'll see all kinds of stuff. And it's going to get a lot worse. That's what I'm saying. You need to maximize your boots on the ground time. Get involved. Get active, whether it's digital, in person, don't care. Give me 15 minutes a day. And I'm sending out all this kind of information, the Take Action Toolkits. We'll talk about that on the second half. All right, so play video number one. Now, this was actually taken in LD3. That's my LD, LD3, Brian's LD3. And it was taken from like a neighbor's, it was a kid, got off his motorcycle to ask a question to the homeowner. Okay, so let her rip, Hunter.
I think you should fix your flag.
Why?
It's upside down.
You know what that means?
No.
The country is in distress.
Is that what it means?
That's exactly what it means.
I'm sorry for not knowing.
That's okay. No, it's fine. I'm glad to explain it to people.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've had other people coming at me, you know, say, hey, I think that's wrong. It's like burning the flag, and I'm like, no, it's not.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I didn't know.
Yeah, if you could spread the word.
I will.
That's why I continue to fly it.
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, yo, why is the guy's flag upside down? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's okay, you know? Knowledge is important.
It's actually kind of cool that the kid actually went to ring the doorbell and asked the guy why it was. Now, you would say, okay, is it really that bad, Michelle? Is the things in this country really that bad? All right, roll video two, and that will answer your question.
There are fascists active in this country. Jenna just listed off who they are. She politely calls them election deniers. I'm supposed to call them election enthusiasts as an official position of my office, but I personally prefer just calling them what they are. They are fascists.
Yeah, that's nice. That's Secretary of State of Arizona, Adrian Fontes. Cool guy. You know, the guy that was the attorney for the Sinaloa cartel. Was the recorder, county recorder for a long time, Mayor of Corruption County. All right, so I'm going to bring the boys on, Ryan Ferentz and Ray Michaels. Welcome back, Brian, and welcome to the show for the first time, Ray Michaels. Bring up the boys. Oh, yeah, let me move over. I got to get in the box. Hi, guys.
Michelle, pleasure to be with you finally.
I know. Ray and I talk on the phone a lot, so I was like, dude, you got to come on, and let's get this going. Because Ray is the chair of LD8. Brian is Mal of Mayor Corruption County, and he's also in my LD3. Okay, so we want to talk. I gave you some negatives. I want to give you some positive, and then we're going to get into the nitty gritty here in Arizona so you can get some updates. So next Wednesday, Steve Stern and I and Jovan Pulitzer are co-hosting a very huge event. The flag, it's sponsored by the Flag Shirt. It's a Flag Day event, and it is a Get Patriotized Summit. There's 46 speakers, so I'm going to play the promo video that I just got today, and there's a little surprise in there for Ray, because Ray is one of the speakers. So roll video number 3, and then we'll tell you about the event. So you see your face there, Ray. That's why I gave you. I didn't tell him I was going to play it. Yeah.
Okay. That was a surprise.
Yeah, that was a surprise. Yeah. So I said, I won't play the one with me in it. I'll play the one with Ray on, since he's coming on the show. So the event, some of the other speakers that weren't in there, because there's 10 different videos that you're going to see going around. And I would love if you guys helped promote this and push it out. And they've also got, like I said, Jovan's co-hosting with us. Lee Greenwood is going to be speaking. He's actually going to sing on, I believe, on the guitar. And who else? Bannon was on there. Wayne Allen Root, Naomi Wolf. You've got Ann Vandersteel. I mean, the list is long. You can go to the website, which is getpatriotized.com. Getpatriotized.com. We want you to register. It's free. It starts at 7 a.m. Pacific time, goes to 3 p.m. 3 p.m. Pacific time, 7 to 3. I'm going to stand up the whole show, right? I'm going to be sore the next day because I'm out of shape and I don't exercise. I just sit at my desk and I stand in the studio. So I want you guys to go do that. Now, Brighteon is covering it live. So you can watch it on Brighteon. You can watch it on Frank's Speech. You can watch it on the featured show on the very homepage of Rumble. So it's going to be on there. It's going to be one of the featured shows and promoted on Clout Hub and also on Pill.net. So, and then a lot of people are going to be carrying it on their own platforms. So there's watch parties, Facebook watch parties that are being organized for this. And so if you have a platform you want to stream it to, you have a channel, you want to live stream it, please do. You're part of the team. Go ahead and promote it out there, because we want to make sure that we get everybody watching it, because who knows what's going to come out of my mouth, right? So the AZ rock stars, right? Because I got some... I'm not going to necessarily follow the rules like I'm supposed to. Okay, so it's going to be fun. So the AZ Rockstars. So Liz Harris is speaking. I believe she's at 1:45, something like that. Lucy DeGrazio is coming in. She's taking care of the morning. So I got one of my girls in the morning at like 9:18, and then I got my other girl closing the show out in the afternoon in the 1:00 I think. And then Ray, I think you're in this morning too. And then Ray's going to be up. So I got three rock stars from Arizona. So Ray, tell them a quick story about that, and then let's get into the nitty gritty here.
Well, as you can see, Michelle, we have a lot of flags here because we want to promote this Flag Day. It's going to be great. Brian, you did not have an opportunity to be there at the MCRC meeting, but at the very last minute, there was a change of venue. Something had happened and we all had to carpool over to the next place. And we did the invocation, which was done by Susan. She always does a great job on that. And then they said, and now for the Pledge of Allegiance. And we're looking around and there isn't a flag in sight. We're like, where's the flag? Where's the flag? A guy from the audience who is not part of the MCRC EGC, he was just a visitor. He said, I have a flag. And he jumped up and he had one of Steve Stern's flag shirts on. And so actually Steve saved the whole day, because we set the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag on his shirt. So thank you, Steve Stern, for that.
story. So I was like, Ray, you got to say it. He's going to say it again at when he speaks. But I encourage you guys to go to getpatriotized.com. You'll start seeing all these videos going around on social media. Please share the show. Please tell other people to come watch it. It's going to be amazing. There's 46 speakers over 8-hour period. It is a logistical nightmare. So that'll be fun. At least I don't have to do the controlling. But and also Bright Tana is going to replay it on Saturday, the 17th. So if you want to watch it, go to brighttown.tv. You can watch it on the special events channel on Wednesday and then also on the following Saturday. All right. Are you guys ready?
I actually have a question for you. Okay. Here's a trivia question, and everybody can find out about this for Flag Day. The blue portion of the flag, there's actually a name for that. Do you know what that name is?
No, I haven't done my show prep for Wednesday yet. Ryan, yeah.
Ryan, do you know what that blue portion of the flag is called?
I have a guess maybe, but I'll probably just embarrass myself. So why don't you tell me?
It's called a canton, C-A-N-T-O-N. That is the canton of the flag where the stars go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A little bit of trivia. Right. I'll give you one more.
Yeah, give it another. Let's play a game. Shall we play a game?
Up until 1912, every time a new state was added, each flag manufacturer could put the pattern of stars in many different ways. There wasn't a uniform pattern, but it wasn't until 1912 that the official star pattern was determined by the US government. And before that, they could be in different things, different shapes, different sizes, but it was in 1912 after the 48th state, which was Arizona here. Then they had an official star pattern, which was only changed when Alaska and Hawaii came in. So there is an official pattern now that it has to be the same and uniform.
You are full of information, my friend. And it's also, and so next Wednesday is the 14th. It's also President Trump's birthday. So we're working out logistics to see, if, believe it or not, in order to get stuff like done through his office, it's unbelievable what you have to do. So we're trying to see if we can at least get him to send us a videotape, a message.
And it's the birthday of the U.S. Army as well.
See, Ray used to be like a cruise director or entertainment or something. So he's got all kinds of stuff in his head.
I have to trivia. You have to.
Oh my gosh, he's cracking me up. He's got great jokes. All right, so let's do this. So you'll see all this on there. I'm going to put it as on the Substack. I'm going to put a tab. I don't think I forgot to do it today. So I'll put it on there. That'll say get patriotized or live event or something. I'll put it first so you could just go there. But you get it on all those platforms. It's free, but we want you to register just so we have an idea on who's showing up, right? Okay, so let's start with Brian Ferrance. And there's been so much stuff happening. So I will let him go in whatever direction, and then Ray will then jump in because he'll talk about MCRC, which is the county meeting, which was on Tuesday, because yet more, it's unbelievable. It's like just chaos and the cast of characters. I mean, all right, so Brian, go ahead.
All right, thank you. That's dangerous to give me free reign. But first of all, since you mentioned, you played that video from Adrian Fontes, and he talks about fascists and fascism. He does not know what that word means. If you look it up on any dictionary site, Merriam-Webster, for example, part of the definition is headed by a dictator and forcible suppression of opposition. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. Joe Biden is a dictator. Katie Hobbs is a dictator. They're ruling by executive order. They hate guns. All dictators hate guns. They got to take them away to stay in power. And of course, the forcible suppression of the opposition, that's exactly what's happening with Trump, with his indictment. So Adrian Fontes, like any true Marxist, has no idea what words mean and tries to just change the definition. Election deniers, they're not fascists. Adrian Fontes is a fascist. Katie Hobbs is a fascist. Joe Biden is a fascist. So that's what those words really mean. And then I don't want to steal Ray's thunder too much. Ray, were you going to talk about either the Rachel Mitchell or Karen Taylor Ropes? Okay.
Augment whatever you say.
Okay, and you correct me if I misspeak, please. So I wasn't at the meeting because my daughter had a dance recital, but I was getting live updates, and I was very pleased with the outcome. There was two major resolutions which were passed. One was the censure of the Maricopa County attorney, Rachel Mitchell, and that's, of course, over her handling of, you know, the Carrie Lake case. She had some discretion, and, you know, she made the decision to go out and seek sanctions against Carrie Lake.
Sink the state is what you wanted to say. Sink the election and sink the state.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you know, she's not holding up to her campaign promises at all. She promised to investigate, you know, the fraudulent election. She didn't do any of that. The full resolution is up on MaricopaGOP.org/news. MaricopaGOP.org/news. So you can read that. That resolution just calls for her basically to be removed from office. She's not doing what she promised to do. She's not upholding the Republican Party platform. She needs to be replaced. And then the second resolution was revoking the intra-party voting rights of three precinct committeemen. One of them was Karen Taylor Robeson, who, as you know, ran against Carrie Lake for governor. And all three of the other one was Susan Matura, and then Andrew Kunasek. And Susan Matura is on the Paris Valley Unified School District Board. And all three of those have those intra-party voting rights revoked, because they endorsed the Democrat candidate. Karen Taylor Robeson did that for the Phoenix City Council race. She endorsed an independent over a Republican. And it's funny because you talk about unity. They talk about unity all the time. Oh, we need to unite. We need to unite. Well, nothing is more divisive than voting for a non-Republican, for endorsing a non-Republican, for violating the Maricopa County bylaws, which very clearly say you can't do that. And of course, you know, our legislature, which kicked out a Republican from the Arizona House. So they try to talk about unity. That is not unity. That is destruction of the Republican Party. And unity is what Maricopa County did in that statement, saying, no, you must support the Republican Party. It's stated in our bylaws. You have to do it. And then they held them responsible, just like many of the LDs held responsible their legislators for the illegal action of kicking out the Arizona House Representative Liz Harris. And there's been so much unity around that. I think it was, you know, almost a dozen LDs that passed resolutions holding them responsible. That is the most unity of the LDs in the Republican Party in near history, if ever. But they don't like that unity. That's not the unity we want. We want the McCain unity, where you get behind us and do exactly what we say and nothing else, or we'll burn the whole party to the ground. That's the unity they're talking about.
Because it's so stupid, right? You know, and I mentioned this over the past couple of weeks on the show. It's not a division. It's a decision. We made the decision to not follow their orders anymore. We're not complying and we're not obeying. We want to run everything like the bylaw state, the Constitution, and the rule of law, like Robert's rules and order. And this is not just, it's not just the LDs and the meetings and the MCRCs. I mean, it's just, we have different value sets. We have different ideologies than the people on the other side, even though the other side is our side. Like, you have the Republican Party that's literally in half. And it's just two different ways of going about it. One likes the Constitution, which is us, and one doesn't, because it just, it's, again, it's a decision, not division. And the two sides are will come probably together for voting, maybe, right? Because they have the DeSantis crew, the Trump crew, but we're not going to go into national stuff. We got enough problems here in Arizona. So, Ray, you want to talk a little bit more about that meeting, or do you want to jump into what you guys did with a specific individual? And I want to pop that up on the screen.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people are confused about actually what's going on. And we use a lot of terms that may describe, you know, people within the party, whether it's the establishment or the McCain, or, you know, where do you stand? Are you far right? Are you far left? Are you in the middle? But I think it comes down to really one word, and that's loyalty, or who is the loyalist. But it's defined in, are you loyal to the party, or are you loyal to the Constitution? And when we come down and we take away the parties, because the founding fathers never had the idea of having established parties. It was all individual rights, liberties, and freedoms, not collective rights, liberties, and freedoms. So if we come back to the basic of, are you loyal to the Constitution, whether or not it disagrees or agrees with whatever party affiliation you may be, whether it's independent, libertarian, Republican, Democrat, are you loyal to the Constitution? And that's where I think we get confused, because the other side, or the side that is more of the McCainites or the establishment, are saying that we the people, as the grassroots, must be loyal to the party. And you create a whole back mechanism that you will have the infighting. If we can just establish that we are loyal to the Constitution, and if the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the individual party, or independent, the Libertarian Party, if they go against the Constitution, we lean into the Constitution. And that's not only of the United States, but that's for the state of Arizona and all the other states. Many people don't understand that if a state in their Constitution gives the people certain rights, that it belongs to all of the states, even though that state may not specifically say that. And so if we are loyal to the Constitution, state and federal government, I think we'll have a lot less of this infighting, because we can find a foundation that we can all land on.
So eloquent and beautiful from the ex-Cruz director, Ray Michaels. Pop up real quick, number 18, I want to read. I want to read Ephesians. Where is it? You know, it's amazing. I'm staring right at it. Ephesians 6:11. Pop up number 18 for me while we go to break, Hunter. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. And we're going to always want to put in my 18. Hunter, he's Deson. I love giving him a hard time. It's the one with Jesus is King, the banner on top of the Merrick Corruption County Courthouse. There we go. Let that sit in. That's my fave. Well, I got to go to break, right?
Michelle, during the revolution, and when they...
At the clock. It's zero. I got to go to break. Hold that thought. Okay. Yeah, then get yelled.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
So, Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
True is what we are, to the stars and the stripes, in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies. In memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
All right, so you saw those awesome products. You know, we put those part of our marketplace. And go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. I got to put a .us here, so then I could just go like that. So I'll take a marker, put .us. So you need to go there, and it says marketplace. So go check out all the awesome companies and products. And these are small business owners. They are also patriotic products, or they are like an individual that sells things. So we try to put them all together because I want you to get away from the Amazons. Yes or no, there's some things that you have to get there, right? Because that's by design, right? So they want to get rid of us regular peeps, right? So, but we don't have to go overboard. Like, you know, you're not buying the Bud Light anymore. You're not going to the Targets. You're getting your money out of Chase and Bank of America. So you just got to keep that going on all the other alternatives. So we put them all there in the marketplace. So go check those out. A lot of them all have promo codes. As Lucy would say, it's Pride Month. So it's everything homo instead of everything home, because it's everything homo promo. I know. It's just how we roll, guys. Just how we roll. So you've got the flag shirt. You've got Mike Lindell. You've got Monmouth Nation has literally like a couple. I think it's got like 300 companies. So you can go on there, and it's all small business owners, which is awesome. And there's the promo codes, like I said, for all of them. It's a flag shirt. So if you, as Ray told you the story, if for some reason you go to a meeting and you need a flag, you've got the flag shirt from Steve Stern. Use promo code HOME10. And then you can go ahead and do your flag salute, say your Pledge of Allegiance. And then Brighteon Store, don't forget about those guys. That's where you can get all kinds of like really, really good health products and survival gear and preparedness items. And there's a whole bunch on there. So there's a lot of big ones, and I keep adding new ones on there. So I need to be a little bit more specific on which ones, but you could go check that out. But the one that's my favorite, and I just got the bill, my cell phone bill from them. And I was, it's so nice not to see a one and another one and a six and then a dot, right? Because my bill used to be like $116 and it's now like $30-some, $38. So I saved $78. So pop up my Patriot Mobile. So that is 13. So Patriot Mobile, oh, I have to put the new one up. Anyway, you get not only do you get free activation and you get to pick one of the carriers. So I kept with Verizon. So everything was the same on my phone. And then promo code Precinct gets 10% off your bill. So my bill went from $116 down to $38.08. So I saved $78. So my goal is to save you money. My goal is to get you in the information. My goal is to expose. My goal is to then get you and encourage you to get on the battlefield physically, digitally, and in faith. There you go, right? This is the, the fire and brimstone of freedom. Yeah, Lucy's the fire and brimstone of faith. JesusRocks.com and our JesusRocksLive.com. And then I got the freedom part. So we got everything taken care of. All right. So I was going to talk about one thing, but I think I'll save that because I want the boys to come back on. So let's, we were talking during the break. You want to finish your thought, Ray? And then I have a present to share with everybody. Ray, where's Ray? Oh, bring the boys up. Sorry, Hunter.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, it's the unity part that Brian was talking about is so very important, but we have to remember we have to unify under something that we already agree to. And there's so many grassroots people that may not agree with where the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or the Independent Party has been moving us over the years. And for us, over the last, two cycles, we have not seen the fruit. And this is, I'm doing this for you, Michelle. We haven't seen the fruit of our labor. We need to see fruit. Otherwise, the tree needs to be cut down. We need to grow a tree that will bear fruit. So if we do the exact same thing over and over and over again, guess what? We're going to get the exact same results. So let's change it up. Let's listen to the grassroots, which are being activated. You know, I always say on grassroots50.com is that we want to educate, motivate, and activate. We want these people to get involved in things. You know, this is no longer, I don't like talking about politics. This is not politics. This is your civic duty to live in a free country. We have a responsibility, a personal responsibility, whether it's making phone calls, knocking on doors, licking envelopes, whatever it is, we have a duty to live in a free society, to be involved so that we can self-govern. We must be educated to have self-governance, and it's so important to get out there and don't think of it as politics, because I'll tell you what, politics is dirty. It is very, very dirty. But to have a civic responsibility and duty is not dirty at all, and we need to focus on that. Forget about the politics. What do we need to do? You know, I can remember not too long ago, you know, John F. Kennedy quoted from Khalil Gibran when he said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." That was a Democrat. We are so far away from that now. So let's focus on civic duty, civic responsibility, so that we can get involved and leave the politics, which is very, very dirty. Leave that to the side.
So speaking of dirty, I'm glad you segued into that. You know, there's a difference between disagreeing with somebody when it comes to what their opinion is, maybe about a bill or statute or things like that. But when the attacks become personal, and that's what it's been, out of control, and it's not us. I mean, I call them turds. Okay, that's not a big deal, right? If you're so butthurt that I called you a turd when you were a legislator, see, it was the turd. That's not even that hard of a transition. Okay, transition. So I mean,
he's not a good speller.
No, yeah, it was a typo, right? I like my finger slipped on the keyboard. So if that's gonna really ruin your day, I can't help you. But when you step over the line, like Yvonne Cahill did, who is, I think she's LD4, but she's a member at large for the state. This is AZGOP, which a lot of this hatred is coming from the people there. And it's coming from the fake LD3 that is out there. You know, it used to be LD23. Now it's LD23s. Get it? There's two threes. Lucy came up with that one the other day. It's brilliant.
You stay up late at night thinking about this stuff.
No. Lucy just rattles his stuff up on the phone, and then I steal it for the show. So pop up a number 14, because I want people to see this. So what she said, and I'll let Ray comment on it. But this is so that's got to stop. Okay, the personal attacks for literally no reason. And it was guess who was against? Liz Harris, right? But it was vicious. I mean, and it's unnecessary, and it has nothing to do with the illegal expelling of her anyway, right? And what she said isn't even true. It was about, like, said she had mental illness or something insane. So literally, if they could stop doing that, and we could just stick to facts, and we could stick to the issues at hand rather than attacking people personally and calling everybody a liar when they're not, but they never have any proof to show that they were liars, because it's a fallback, right? They're like, "Oh, you're a liar." She's like, "Oh, you're a racist." You're like, "I said good morning and you called me a racist, right? I'm an election denier," which I am, because we have selection. So yes, I can call myself, I wear that badge of honor. So this is what the responsible, you know, when it comes to accountability, when people get out of line in what in the roles that they have or say things that they should not be saying, you have people like Chair Ray Michaels who steps up to the plate, and his body, his LD, actually, I don't know if you called it a resolution, but I'll let you explain what that was and explain what she said and what you guys are asking.
Well, you know, as you know, people misunderstand what chairs do. You know, in all the legislative districts, they believe that the chair is the person who makes all the decisions, that they are the dictator. And out of the entire body or the entire legislative district, the chair actually has the least amount of say on what goes on. We don't vote unless it's breaking a tie. We don't give our personal opinion on things. We must remain neutral so that we can properly execute the meeting, which is what a chair does. We execute the meeting under certain rules and guidelines so that we can efficiently and effectively conduct business for our legislative district. So there was a motion from the floor to question the actions of a CD, a Congressional District 1 member at large, on why she was creating issues, animosity, why she was acting derogatory towards fellow Republicans that were not in a official elected business. Yes, they are PCs, but we're talking about, you know, legislators, school board members, city council members. So they're not one of those. But unprovoked, she decided to post on her, not personal site, which would be bad enough, but on her business website, derogatory things for two individuals. And some members of my LD came up with a motion to say, we demand that she, as a representative of CD1, which CD1 is part of our legislative district, come in and explain to the body why she felt compelled to say the things that she did, post the things that she did on social media, and so that we could better understand where she's coming from representing the AZGOP as a CD1 Mal. And that's what the motion was about, because we were concerned. Now, there were some people in the district that said, well, let's just censure her. And that was in debate as an amendment. And the body said, wait, you know what? We want to give them all due consideration. We believe it's best if they come in and just give us an explanation of exactly why they felt compelled to disparage a fellow Republican. And so we sent that out, and that motion was passed in our legislative district to demand her to come in and give us an explanation. Because you know what? I don't understand why we would be eating our own, as the left is saying. We don't want to eat our own. We just want accountability. We want responsibility. And we want them to say, you know what? I did this for a purpose. And was that purpose ultimately the best goal for the Republican Party representing the AZGOP? So we're a little confused on why somebody would do this. So we're asking, come on in, explain exactly what it is, and help us to better understand what your motives are.
Here real quick on
Yvonne Cahill. Yeah, sure.
So aside from that, aside from being a CD1 member at large, last year Yvonne Cahill was a national delegate for the Republican Party. So it's important to keep that in mind. This is incredibly unprofessional behavior from a national delegate. And she's running again this year, Yvonne Cahill. So let's keep that in mind. But this is a pattern of behavior with Yvonne, because Yvonne was also the chair for the state GOP last year. And there was a... Yeah, you're right. There's a secretary. She was the chair for the bylaws committee. That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
That's a great spot for her.
Yeah, she was the chairman for the bylaws committee. And there was one amendment last year, which was to limit the proxies from 3 down to 1. And it appeared that Yvonne, in her influence as the chair, made that just disappear. She was requested to provide the meeting minutes for that bylaw meeting. They're supposed to vote on all those amendments. And then they're supposed to be communicated in those meeting minutes. And then in the state meeting, she was also supposed to give a report on that. And I didn't remember hearing that, almost as if it disappeared. The Resolutions Committee submitted a report not only of the past or the resolutions which made it to a public body floor vote, but also the failed ones. And Yvonne Cahill didn't do that. So it looks like Yvonne made that bylaw amendment limiting for proxies disappear. That's my personal opinion. And of course, that's how the McCains obtain and keep power in the Republican Party, is through proxies. The abuse of proxies, proxy fraud, which is exactly what's been happening in LD3. That's how Candace Zarni was installed, through documented, proven proxy fraud. There was a PC that publicly admitted they've been doing it for 13 years, proxy fraud and election fraud. And of course, that's why she filed the lawsuit against Maricopa County and Chairman Craig Berland. And it was very interesting in the hearing this last week. There was a motion to dismiss, which the judge did deny. And, you know, Candace claimed that as a victory. Oh, yeah, the judge dismissed this motion to dismiss. But it really wasn't a victory, because in order to get that, the state GOP chair, Jeff DeWitt, sent a letter to the judge, which is posted on my website, brianferrance.com, and it's filled with lies. So many lies in that letter. So he mentions that it's a small group of agitators in LD3 that is completely without decorum. And, you know, that's what all this is about. And says the judge, we need, you know, the court to intervene. So this sets, one, a terrible precedent for the GOP to involve the courts immediately in any disagreement in intra-party politics between PCs, an absolute terrible precedent. So now anytime there's a disagreement, it can go straight to the courts. The judge absolutely should have dismissed it. And I believe the reason he didn't was because of Jeff DeWitt's lies. And the interesting thing was, you know, this small group of agitators met recently, our official LD3 meeting, and we had 119 people there in person and by proxy, like 95 were in person. But Candace's cabal only had 60 people. So how is it that a small group of agitators has almost double the numbers of Candace's cabal? And nothing shows more lack of decorum than lying to a judge. So again, that's on brianferrance.com. You should check that out. And then there's one other thing I wanted to, there's two other things I wanted to mention. So Candace also, we talk about fascism and suppressing dissent. Candace has launched Nazi-like committee literally to suppress dissent. And she has, you know, tribunals set up for anyone who has said anything that they don't like, anyone that has said anything against them. They put up some fake rules and all this nonsense. That's literally a fascist. Candace Zarni is a fascist by definition. She has a committee, a Nazi-like committee set up to suppress dissent. Any free speech they don't like, they try to send you, bring you in and try to strip your PC voting rights and your rights as a member, which is against statute. They cannot do that. It's against statute. So it's complete nonsense. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was AZ Family ran an article that at the state capitol, fencing has gone up. New fencing has been put up around the Capitol, which was approved last year in the budget under Karen Fan. And there's an article, an interview with Karen Fan. She talks all about how, you know, the legislatures were feeling unsafe, the legislators. So we have to approve this fencing, but hopefully it's not unwelcoming. We've just put up fencing all around the Capitol. We, you know, we won't do anything about the border, but the Capitol, yeah, we've got some fences around that. It's so secure. Anyways, thank you.
I want to make sure we put, you said turds, right? You mentioned the legislate turds. So
legislate turds.
The turds, yes. Right. The turds. So they're not feeling safe. Okay. So Ray, did you want to go real quick? Cause I need a minute and a half for the video.
I just wanted to say, you know, there's one very valid point that Brian, you will remember there. You were there, so you will remember this, but the MCRC as a board did not make any decisions until they brought it to the body. And as the MCRC EGC, Executive Governance Committee, it's all of the legislative chairs. So they brought it to us to decide how should we move forward on this. They fail to mention this whenever they're explaining things, but this was not a decision by only the board. It was the entire body of the EGC that said, we're at a crossroads, we need to do something. That's what prompted the new election in LD3. It was not a group of rogue people. It was her her fellow leaders, her fellow legislative chairs, that decided that this is the course of action that the MCRC should take. One other point that I wanted to bring up with regard to whether it's this, whether it's being the AZGOP or the MCRC or any of the people that were recently removed from voting rights, whether that's Andy Kanasik, Karen Taylor Robeson, or what was her name?
Susan Maturo.
As leaders of a group of people or as representatives of the Republican Party, we always have the choice to say nothing. We're never required to do something, especially with Yvonne Cahill as well. If you have your own opinion, you don't have to tell everybody what that opinion is. But when you act on it, you must be held accountable for those actions. If you don't want to be held accountable, you don't want people to come after you, don't say anything. There's no obligation for you to put your 2 cents worth in. So
there, give your website, because I'm looking at the clock. I want people to go check this out. Give your website, Ray.
Grassroots50.com, and we work very closely with TotalNews.com. And I'll tell you what, TotalNews.com has been getting 500,000 hits for the last several months when we redid everything. So a lot of stuff, and Grassroots 50 is right on there.
And then don't forget BrianFerrance.com. BrianFerrance.com. This guy is so fast to get information out. So I want you to follow him, subscribe, whatever, and then follow all of us on social media. I'm going to put those links when I update the show for the chat. And we ran out of time for the video, and I'm going to put it on social media, and I'm going to put subtitles to it, and I'll play it next week, and you're going to be hearing a lot of it. And it is Travis Grantham, who was a co-chair on the non-ethics committee that illegally expelled Liz, right? That's what they did. So he throws her under the bus like the whole time. Because you got to keep in mind, these people go to meetings where the LDs say that you can't, I guess you can't have recording, but I didn't get the video from Liz. So don't go after her to say that, like, you know, because they're all, any movement that she does, they're like, oh, let's get her. Like, back off, guys. She didn't do anything wrong. You guys are the ones that are lying. So anyway, I didn't get it from her. Somebody sent it to me. So I want to make sure that everybody hears it. He calls her the Messiah. Brian goes, hey, I hate to break the news to you guys. He already came. It's not Liz. So, but anyways, this is the stuff we deal with in Arizona. No, I got it. Look at Ray. Look at the clock. This is Ray. Ray doesn't look at the clock, guys. So pull up 18 for me. I didn't mean to itch my nose there. Right there on live on the camera, but I had an itch. So pull up 18. There's Jesus is King, right? That's Mayor Corruption County. So the only thing that I want you to go, well, not the only thing. I'm going to do some Substacks this weekend, so take action toolkits, watch some Jesus Rocks this weekend, get yourself on the battlefield, get prepared. It's going to get a lot uglier. The reason why we tell you all this stuff is because it's happening in your neighborhood. It's happening in your LD. It's happening in your state. It's happening in your city, your county. You're just not necessarily paying attention. But we've had such incredible results when everybody decided to show up and they got on the battlefield and they're doing it digitally. They're doing it in person. They're being to participate more, push back against the turds. And though the turds go back to work on Monday for probably 3-4 days. So get on the Twitter, get on the phone calls, get on the emails. And let's keep them accountable. It's 2039 is a disaster. It is literally horrific when you read it. And there's two housing bills. No on everything. We don't need one more law passed by a bunch of people that are demons. So no. And then they could dismiss themselves. But you know what they can do? Yes, son. How about Liz's 11 bills that didn't get to be on the board and didn't get actually being heard or brought to the floor for a vote? Real bills to take care of many, many issues of corruption and fraud in our elections. And she said that we're going to send it on social media. So follow us on that. Go to savemyfreedom.us. All the information is there. If you're not on brightan.tv right now, go on over there and watch my friend Ann Vandersteel. She's up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.